time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
So dishing today includes Hugh Jackman, who says that making a film about Neil Diamond in front of Neil Diamond was extremely nerve-wracking.
The character I play, Mike Sardina, holds Neil up to this really, really high standard, and I do too. So yeah. I was nervous. And last week I went and sat with Neil, and he'd seen the movie, and he gave it his blessing, and he goes, "You did a good job, kid." I don't know what he said when I walked out the door. That's what he said to my face.
Oh, of course he loved it. Somebody who doesn't love something, reportedly, Tom Cruise can't wrap his head around the fact that Ana de Armas didn't want him. I can. Sabrina Carpenter arrested Anne Hathaway at her show at Madison Square Garden on Sunday.
You're Anne. Wow. I just don't know what to do when I see a face like this in the crowd. Where are you from? Genovia. Has anyone ever told you you look like a princess?
Oh, my goodness. That's Sabrina Carpenter. So cutesy. Demi Lovato announced the dates for a 2026 North American tour, and this is very big TV news. Taylor Sheridan is leaving Paramount and riding off into the sunset with NBC Universal. The Hollywood Reporter says that Sheridan inked a film deal with NBCU that starts in 2026, and then when his contract ends with Paramount in 2028, he's all in with NBCU for TV. He says his lack of success as an actor led him to Mayor of Kingstown, starring Jeremy Renner, which was not only his first show with Paramount, but it was an instant hit for him.
An interesting thing about Hollywood is if you let it, if you listen, it will tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I have never seen anyone bang their head against the wall for 20 years and then make it. I've never seen it. First thing that I wrote was Mayor of Kingstown. And when I was done, I said, man, I wish I had done this 15 years ago.
Yeah, he's not a good actor. Kelsey Grammer is making a run at Nick Cannon. He just welcomed his eighth child. Justin Bieber shared his thoughts on infidelity on Twitch.
If you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing.
I did not have that on my bingo card. The Stray Cats had to cancel some shows because Brian Setzer is dealing with a serious illness. I think it's because his new song makes him sick at his stomach. And Terry Bradshaw, that was mean, wasn't it? I'm sorry. Terry Bradshaw recently left his Fox NFL Sunday co-host baffled with a bizarre story while discussing the Chiefs' matchup against the Washington Commanders. Take a listen.
The other day, I text Andy Reid, and I got a text back, and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs, but I sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what to say about that one. I mean, okay. So during Sunday's Eagles-Giants game, Tom Brady appeared to accidentally curse on live television while praising Jalen Hurts' performance.
Whenever I watch him play, it's like the D-line's almost there to get him. And then, nope, he just squirts away and they can't just like that.
Oopsies. And finally, nope, not another dirt alert. No, this one's a Kardashian alert. And okay, so yeah, because I know there might be kids in the car, Kourtney Kardashian is selling lollipops that promote ladies' health. That's, just Google it. I can't. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm just going to issue a blanket apology. My mom called. I got to go.